angry students burned the European Union flag in front of the Greek parliament, shouting, "Down with the EU, down with austerity cuts." They say public education in Greece is crumbling. This has been the hardest year for students so far in the five-year financial crisis. Two university students in Greece died of carbon monoxide poisoning earlier in the month, an incident which students here blame on the financial difficulties the deceased and thousands more are facing in their effort to complete their studies. The protest rally took place on the day a harsh education bill codenamed Athena was passed in Greek Parliament.
We, the students, will eventually block the Athena bill. They might have passed it in Parliament, but the student movement will fight against all those who want to ruin the workers' life and our future.
Athena will see the closure of four universities and pave the way for the abolition of some 160 departments nationwide in both universities and technical colleges. There are currently 534 faculties nationwide. The gradual privatization of state universities is another sore point. Athena will make it easier for private companies to invest on faculties and appoint the personnel of their choosing, bringing private management into national education.
Today they passed an unprecedented bill that will allow the education minister to legislate restrictions and spending cuts without the need for parliamentary voting. His signature alone will suffice to that effect, but we will not accept that. They are ruining our future and they will find us against them.
State funding in the education sector has been axed by the Conservatives-led pro-austerity government in an attempt to save money so Greece can keep up with payments against some 240 billion euros of loans from the Troika lenders.
Students say the privatization of universities is against what has always been free, state-funded education, and criticize the government for failing to protect national institutions from relentless austerity cuts. Konstantin Venizelos for Press TV in Athens.